Around the Table with Potchefstroom Chef Academy and Roots Academy at The Roots.
Now, last week we spoke about a very delicious winter recipe. This week we are focusing on something for summer, seeing as it's around the corner, a delicious sweet cornbread recipe. Now, with me is Krishna and Chef Nathan. Now, when you are talking about a braai, which elements do you think is important to accompany a great braai?
Well, apart from the food, company is always nice and it brings people together. I feel that everyone in South Africa understands a good braai, and that's sort of a celebration to our heritage as well.
And talking about heritage, do you celebrate holidays like these on campus?
The campus is unfortunately not open on public holidays, but we do make a point of celebrating these days a day or so beforehand. So everyone dresses up from the students straight through to the principal. Then we have a big braai together and we celebrate each other's heritage.
Speaking of the students, out of interest, like, how many students do you actually have on campus?
Well, currently we have 65 students, taking into consideration that we started 5 years ago with only 3. So I think it's safe to say we've grown quite a bit. We are, of course, very humbled by this, and we are looking forward to see what the future holds. To find out more and have any questions answered on how to join the academy, go to potchefstroomchefacademy.co.za.
And does the Roots offer a braai option on its menu?
Absolutely. We have a variety of menus to choose from. There are options from a classical braai, some spit braai options, and even a self braai option as well.
And apart from this delicious sweet cornbread recipe, which other side dishes do you prefer?
I'm actually a bit old-fashioned when it comes to a braai. So a good old braai broiki and potato salad really hits the spot just right for me.
Well, on that note, I say thank you so much, and we'll catch up next week again.
Around the Table with Potchefstroom Chef Academy and Roots Academy at The Roots. Listen to this episode again on OFM.co.za.